Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB 860 on the AM dial. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Michelle Leonard, real estate agent extraordinaire, I call her, as well as the founder of Tasty Talks and Dine and Dish. Michelle, thank you for coming in. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to see you.
You have quite a interesting and expansive life, but I'll start with your real estate because you've been in it a long time, correct?
32 years.
That's a long time.
So out of my 58 years, that's over half my life. So yes.
And all of that spent mostly on the main line?
Totally on the main line. And I also, when I've worked with relocation clients, have actually covered all five counties from Philadelphia, Montgomery, Chester, Delaware, and even a little Bucks.
And currently you're with Keller Williams.
Keller Williams, and the office is in Wayne. So I love having a mainline location.
What about, because real estate can be, one, time consuming. Two, it can take a lot of time in terms of getting clients, generating business.
Correct.
So what has helped you be so successful?
So I think I'm a people person, and I think I'm brutally honest, and I genuinely put my clients' best interests ahead of my own. So I am the realtor who will tell you this is not good because of X, Y, and Z. And if they still want the house, I will support them and help them achieve their goals because it's all about them.
32 years is, you know, quite a bit of time. But over those 32 years, when you started, there wasn't social media.
Now there is,
and I know you use it well.
Oh, well, thank you.
Has it helped your business?
So it's interesting. In a way, it's actually caused a little problem in my business because people, rather than realizing that 90 to 95% of my life is real estate, they think of me as the person who organizes Tasty Talks, Dine and Dish, and writes restaurant reviews. So the bottom line is I'm actually working at rebranding myself. I went to two branding seminars yesterday at the Pennsylvania Women's Conference, which had over 10,000 people.
Wow.
I met this amazing woman. And so now I've got to, you know, do some thinking to think about how to make sure that people don't say, oh, you're the restaurant reviewer. I want them to say, hi, Realtor Michelle Leonard. So even on my branding of Tasty Talks, it says Realtor Michelle Leonard presents because people thought I owned the restaurant, that I was in PR. And it's none of the above. And I don't make a penny. I had breakfast with an accountant the other day. And so we were talking about my real estate business. And then she said, well, tell me about your other businesses. And I'm looking at her like, what other businesses? And she's like, you know, your Tasty Talks and your Dine and Dish. And honestly, that is my volunteer work. Each speaker has its own charity. So at Tasty Talks, the tickets are very reasonable. They're only $25. 20% goes of paid tickets goes to the speaker's charity. So this month we have Nick Foley from PHL 17, who is the morning anchor, and his charity is the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And last month we had Sue Serio from Fox 29, and her charity was the Alzheimer's Association. So I kind of love the fact that we're spreading information about the charities, information on the speakers. We're letting people connect. You've been to my events.
I have. So, no, but let me ask you, what was your inspiration to start it? Because it's grown and it has a nice following, but I'm just curious, where did it come from to even have that first one?
So honestly, I grew up in a family that always did a lot of charity. And even like when my family was sick, we were always giving back to other families, to different organizations in the community. Like I'm even a past president of the Penwyn Civic Association in Wynwood. I ran there July 4th. I've been on the library board. Like, you know, that's just sort of how I grew up. And so with Tasty Talks, I had been going to a lot of networking events. And without dissing them, because that's not my intent, I just felt we could sort of elevate them to a different level. And rather than complaining, my mother always said, don't complain, be the change you want. And that's really how it came about. And I'm very proud of it. And I'm especially proud of the energy in the room. And mm-hmm. as you know, I love to take photos. Have yes. you ever seen anyone want more photos? So, and that sort of goes hand in hand with today's social media. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you go even to like three Tasty Talks, yes, there's a core group that come every month. But there's also like my VIP table, which has 24 people. It's a changing thing. So this month there are like seven people who are on air at PHL 17 coming. Where else can you go to a room that caps out at 134 people and sort of have access to networking with that kind of person? I have Conrad Booker, fashion designer. Like, I try to mixy it up and make it fascinating. So,
Michelle, how many of the people have you done work in real estate that now come to your Tasty Talks or Dine and Dish?
So that's sort of interesting. Not as many as I would hope. So I'm sort of, that's part of the new branding to try to get them to online. And now that I have the luncheon and the dinner program, so like my favorite real estate attorney, Sean Lynch can't come to Tasty Talks because he usually has settlements and closings. But he has not missed one of my Dine and Dishes. But I will tell you, it's funny, so many people have renamed it Dine and Dash.
I think it's just because it comes out of their mouth like that. But I like Dine and Dish. It makes more sense.
Totally. And I like those snappy little things, which is why I also, just about a week or two ago, started a new Facebook group called Connections Curated. Because as you know, I'm all about fascinating people and promoting and shining a lot light on business owners, restaurants, real estate people, nonprofits. Like, that's my world, and I want everyone to get their, like, 2 seconds of, you know,
fame.
Exactly.
sit tight, Michelle. We have to take a commercial break, but we'll continue the conversation on the other side. You are listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Temple football tickets are on sale now. Be a part of big-time college football action when the Owls battle the nation's best this season at Lincoln Financial Field. Purchase Temple Football Flex Package, which gets you 8 ticket vouchers to use for any combination of games throughout the season. Or treat your employees and clients to field-level seats, which include all-you-can-eat food and drink, a parking pass, pre-game sideline passes, and more. Temple Football has a ticket package available for everyone, and tickets for kids on game day are only $10. Call 215-204-8499 or visit owlsticks.com today. The Civil War and Reconstruction, now at the National Constitution Center. Its first exhibit in America, now exploring how constitutional clashes over slavery set the stage for the Civil War and how the nation transformed the Constitution to more fully embrace the Declaration of Independence's promise of liberty and equality. Visit now to see artifacts and rare documents bring to life the stories of figures central to the conflict over slavery, including Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and Harriet Tubman. Visit this summer to see this amazing new exhibit, as well as the extended run of the Hamilton exhibit. Tickets available at constitutioncenter.org. That's constitutioncenter.org.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We're talking with Michelle Leonard, who is a real estate agent with Keller Williams. She is also the founder of Tasty Talks and Dine and Dish. And you can find her on Instagram at thehatlady507. So I have to ask you, where does your love for hats and the inspiration to always have a different one almost on a daily basis?
So that's a great question. Because I wear glasses, when I would go to the Devon Horse Show, Radnor Races, you know, if you didn't have sunglasses on, you really needed a hat with a brim. And so when I was at those events, and as you know, I love those horse events, I started wearing hats. And so my first year in real estate, someone called the office. They couldn't remember my name. And they said, oh, we'd like to work with the hat lady. So when I heard the story, of after having a good chuckle over it, I literally went out and bought more hats. And I will tell you that they have evolved. And thanks to social media, I can look back and say, oh, I wore green yesterday. Oh, I wore purple. And I do try to mix up my colors. I really don't have that many clothes, but I'm always like mixing a little this with a little that. And it all works. I did wear purple, I think, 2 weeks ago twice, because both events that my Tasty Talks and Dine and Just, both were for Alzheimer's, but different organizations. Wasn't that interesting?
Yes. Do you have your hats like all on a shelf so you can see them? Similar to some people have a lot of shoes.
Right. So I only have 21 pairs of shoes because that's all that fits in the closet. So for my hats, I turn my third bedroom into a storage room. And I have 20 bins, and they're color-coded, basically red, blue, pink, brown, black winter, black summer, because I have a lot of black hats. Same with the brown. And then I have my fancy hats. And so based on what
I... You wore a fancy hat to the Devon Horse Show. Didn't you? That was pretty fancy. No?
Really. Right. I wore... Yeah, no.
All right.
Wait till you see. I'm wearing a fancy... I'm actually a celebrity judge, which I am, like, so honored. Luann Kahn is being honored for Crohn's and colitis. And I couldn't believe they asked me to be a celebrity judge. I mean, I was like, wow. And Jim Donovan is going to be the MC. Karen Hepp from Fox 29 is one of the contestants. So...
But like, a fancy hat.
And
will
that's
be...
gonna I'm gonna wear a fancy
okay.
hat.
Fancy
to that.
Hat for
so,
that event.
So be on the outlook.
Absolutely. Are you also the hat lady on Facebook?
So okay, here's the sad thing. My email address used to be the hat lady. However, unfortunately I had a problem with the provider and I had to switch. So now I'm your mainline realtor, which is probably better. Even though in my perfect world, I walk down the streets and people are like, oh, it's the hat lady. And even on Instagram, somebody was like, why can't you be the hat lady? I'm like, because it was taken by somebody else. So I'm the Hat Lady 507. And I wish everything sort of matched up, but it doesn't. So
when you talk about branding, what's your ultimate goal in trying to better brand yourself?
So I was in a seafood store in Newtown Square the other day, and this woman walks in and is like, "Oh, you're Michelle Leonard." So of course I said yes. And then she was like, "Yeah, you do those great reviews." And I no longer just review restaurants. I'm also doing all businesses, all, you know, that's why it's now Connections Curated. And so when I handed her all my Tasty Talks, Dine and Dish, and my business card, she says, "Oh, I didn't know you were in real estate." And yesterday when I was out, somebody that I hadn't seen in 2 years who just moved to Philly, she'd been in Central PA, she said she, you know, just moved here and bought a condo. And I was like, "Why didn't you call me?" She said she didn't know I was in real estate. So I think people get all caught up in all my fun and they miss, you know,
what you do for a living.
What I do for a living. So I clearly have to get that message out. So thank you. And I do love my clients. Like, I really like to make a difference in their lives and help them, you know, make smart decisions. So I'm always educating them, and I love that.
Michelle, out on the main line, I think of, and I've seen some of the homes that you've sold, I think of those as forever homes for people. But do you actually have people who you've bought other homes for more than one time?
So, yes, I just was somebody, was on the phone with them today. They were referring someone, a president of a college, to me. And she's done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 transactions with me.
Wow.
But, you know, so I love my past clients. There's another one I had. I was on my 7th transaction with her. I mean, you know, and that's what I'm a relationship person. You know that.
Sure.
So I am not here to be a taxi cab driver and sell them a quick house and move on. I'm there to be their realtor for life. And, you know, and I'll do whatever it takes, you know, to try to make them happy and get them what they want. So,
are you biased? Do you have favorite neighborhoods that you really like to take people through if they're coming from another state and they're moving to the area?
That's an excellent question. So because I've been on, like, relocation A-teams for different companies and worked with a lot of our veterans and all that, a lot of times people who are not familiar with Philadelphia tell me they want to live in Philly. Why? Because that's the only word in their vocabulary.
Right.
So I had one Philly person end up in Limerick. I had another Philly person end up in Chadsford. Like, you know, it's my job to sort of, it's like a puzzle, trying to figure out what is important to them, what is going to be best for their lives. It's just like if you have a pregnant client and they want to buy a house on a busy road, I usually do a pretty good job trying to talk them out of it because I don't want their little kid to run out into the street chasing a ball.
Right.
So, but it's fun. So, no, you could have two clients coming from different areas, same price range, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not even end up in the same place. And I love that. It's figuring out what's best for that person.
Sit tight. I have to take one more commercial break, but we'll continue talking with Michelle Leonard. Again, she is real estate extraordinaire with Keller Williams, and you're listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool.
12th and Market, 215-238-0639, 215-238-0639, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Hello, my name is Sarah Walker, associate producer of this show. I'd like to read a message from one of our sponsors, Dr. Rick Wilson. It follows, quote, "Our dental practice is Richard Wilson, DMD, PC, Dental Arts and Sciences. We built upon more than 75 years of a dental practice that is unique, remarkable, and caring. Iconic Philadelphia dental educator, Dr. Morton Amsterdam, asserted, quote, "There may be many ways to treat a case, but there is only one correct diagnosis. We live this credo each and every day. We will always start with the correct diagnosis and fully explain it to our patients. We can be reached at 215-765-5281 and online at smilephiladelphian.com. That is smilephiladelphian.com.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. Michelle Leonard is our guest, and you can find her and her real estate expertise by going to MichelleDLeonard.com, and it'll put you in touch with Michelle and her. She knows the area well, been in real estate for 32 years. One of the things that I loved, I'm going to be terrible. Oh, I think it was Philly Chit Chat maybe, but you hired a photographer to do, I'm sure you've done this for many properties, but I loved being able to see the entire property that at that point was for sale and later sold.
Right.
Do you do that regularly?
Depending on the house, you know, everything is customized to the person and what is going to work best. I mean, sometimes that's necessary. For one, I even went the extra mile and hired a company to do a video on it. So, as I said, it's not, I create a customized marketing plan based on the property and their goals and what I can achieve.
So you said Tasty Talks, which happens monthly, correct?
9 times out of the year, but yes, it All feels right. like monthly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And who's your next speaker that you have?
So it's Nick Foley from PHL 17. He's the morning anchor. And as I think I mentioned, he's bringing like 7 other
yep.
on-air people.
Personalities,
yeah,
right?
Personalities. And it's benefiting the Foundation of Fighting Blindness. And that's the first time we've had that organization. So,
Michelle, do you have, because I mentioned going to MichelleDLeonard.com for the real estate part. If somebody wants to look at Tasty Talks or find out the dates of that, is that on your website or Facebook anywhere?
So, excellent question. I always post on my Instagram, which is the Hat Lady 507. And honestly, I usually post on my own personal Facebook page, which I'm not going to necessarily friend you if I don't know you, but anyone can go to the Michelle Leonard page.
And look.
And look, exactly. Also for Tasty Talks, it is definitely on yangmingrestaurant.com. The restaurant posts past photos and saying who it is. And for reservations, you either call Yang Ming at 610-527-3200, or you go to their page, find the event, scroll down, and there's a PayPal link. And then for Main and Vine, you it's really best if you just call the restaurant, and their phone number is 484-380-3688. And they're actually doing a bang-up job on taking reservations, too.
Do you get a lot of enjoyment out of your side jobs?
I do. So, first of all, I love all of the people. As I said, I love the energy. And, yes, and I do feel like we're making a difference. I love the connections that I've, you know, seen created by the people who attend it. Like, for example, at one of the Dine and Dish things, a lot of the members from the Walnut Club of Philadelphia come. They also come to Tasty Talks. They always take a table. And they actually met two girls at Dine and Dish that are now their members.
Oh,
and
wow.
I love that.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, isn't that great?
It is. I appreciate your time. I'm glad you stopped by to share some thoughts with us. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always good to see you.
Yes, I'll see you soon at one
Definitely.
Of those. Both events, actually.
Yeah.
I remind you that you've been listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB, and today's show has been sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. I am Dee Lynam. Until next time, have a great day.